your mate Eddie Hall, he's having an MMA fight.
You could see that kick coming fucking 3 business days in advance. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like, arms are open, and the dude's just like, okay.
Yeah, cheers. Adam said to us yesterday, he's like, oh, I've trimmed my pubes, we're all good, lads, you know, fucking sound. And he comes back around and he goes, lads, I've got a bit of hair on my shaft. What do you use to shave it off your shaft?
That's not, no.
Hey, pretty much, wasn't it? I said, use the beard shaver that you shaved your pubes with. He went, I didn't use a fucking beard shaver. I used scissors.
Right, but then, wait a second. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Josh.
And today I'm wearing a leather jacket. Do you like it? I don't really get away with this kind of thing. This is a Breaking Beard podcast, by the way.
Money's gone to his head on it, George.
No, I bought this actually a long time ago. Just because I thought, you know what? I've got that look whereby you would think I would at least have one leather jacket, but I've literally never worn a leather jacket in my life before. Not before, I've worn this before.
Can you just say when a long time ago was?
Oh, yeah.
Probably wasn't that long ago.
No, it was like, I bet it was about February, March last year.
Yes, so that's not long ago, is it?
Well, it's nearly a year ago, so shut the fuck up.
Did you wear that to McGee at Beer Killer that time?
No, I think I was wearing another. I think I was wearing
another leather jacket.
It wasn't a leather one. It was that bathing ape jacket thing.
Did you ever see that film Wild Hogs?
No.
Where like
got, let me guess, has it got Will Ferrell in it?
No, it's got like John Travolta. It's a bunch of middle-aged men where they think they're going to become bikers, so they all buy leather jackets. And I'm getting the same vibes.
I never understand the logic behind like people that actually go, I mean, I don't have anything against motorcyclists before anyone gets mad. I'm just like, why would you, it's basically like a rocket that you sat on and the, like if you crash, you're going to, you know, you don't, there's no protection around you.
No, you're definitely going to die.
But yeah, I mean like, that's not the reason. I just thought I fancy a leather jacket. I tried it on. And I thought, oh, it looks all right. That's so I'll buy it.
You would be good like casting like, you know, like Sons of Anarchy or something like that. You know, it's like an extra in the background.
It's like a shit character.
Yeah,
I'm an extra.
Fake tattoos on his face.
Yeah, don't you think?
I'm an extra. No, can I be like, surely I'd be like a peripheral, like a shit one, not one of the main ones.
Yeah,
like
you could be a peripheral one.
Not like Ron Perlman. I've never watched it, by the way, but like I know he's in it.
Yeah.
But like just maybe one of the side guys.
Yeah, you could be a side character.
I'm the guy who's got like, these, like the heroin addict or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that.
Like, yeah. I totally got, well, I've got fucking 2 films coming up this year, mate, maybe. I've been offered to be in, so we'll see. I mean, shit roles. Totally, I play a fucking corpse in one of them. But like, for like 90% of the film, I'm dead. This should be an easy day. But yeah, we'll see, man. Never wanted to really be in films. I thought like sounds like a laugh. So
why not, mate? Why not? Yeah,
probably just violated the NDAs there, but never mind. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm all right.
I know you're not all right because you had like a bit of a drama yesterday. Are we doing the comments first?
Come on, let's follow the protocol.
Sorry, mate. I got carried away. I've got lots of energy this morning.
YouTube comments. It's time for a YouTube comment from you. George, before you read them, can I go first, mate?
Go for it.
Because I just think it's quite funny. One popped up. It says 4 hours ago from an account called Dude. Sister Beard is gorgeous.
Cheers, mate. I'll bring it up at the next fucking family meeting. You know what I mean? I'll get us in the room and I'll be like, oh, by the way, Jen, I just got this memo. You're gorgeous, apparently. what am I supposed to do with that information?
So I just thought that was quite funny. why would you post that? We've been through this before, haven't we?
She's been getting some thirst comments on her Instagram recently, hasn't she?
I always think that, like, you know, do those dudes think that, like, the women... you know when I put that Heart Attack Grill video up? I put a little short of it with Nurse Ricky.
Yeah, yeah. Felt like I'm in deja vu.
Yeah, but the comments were like, what's her at? Give me a number. Like, do you think she's going through the fucking comments of one of my reels thinking, ooh, this is the best place to find him out?
That's like this one just says dude. It's like an anonymous account. Weird. Another comment. Sorry, George, I'm absolutely kiboshing your plan here. But this one, I thought it was a funny one on the James Smith podcast. Beard, we miss the days of your tank tops. I'm not sure if that's what they're called. Now you wear jumpers, even in summer. That's from Greenwood Farms 7920.
Greenwood Farms? It sounds like they make fucking frozen peas or something, you know what I mean? Sell them in your local town. I think I wore a tank top. Maybe in like 2015 for like one video, which was an ill-advised thing to do. I would never do that normally. But I prefer... I don't know, like, I just prefer sweaters.
We decided yesterday, because Adam's homeless and decided to spend all the day in my fucking studio chatting shit to me.
Thanks for that, by the way. I appreciate that. That's
right.
That took you out for Nando's, though.
Yeah, we did have a Nando's.
Nando's was his choice, not mine.
We decided that on the April Fool's episode, we're going to come in as the Tate Brothers. Only in aesthetics.
As a joke.
Not in misogyny. We're gonna come in topless. One of us is going to get a bald cap. I think I'll get the bald cap.
No, I've got to be the... Because he's got the beard, hasn't he?
Oh, I suppose he has a little beard.
So I've got, yeah, but I'm not sure.
I think they both have a beard, don't they?
I don't fucking know. They're anyway. Both, they're both fucking twats.
We're going to be there topless. Yeah, I'm going to pump on.
I'm smoking a stogie. I'm going to come in with, and I'm going to obviously get a massive pump on and I'm just sit here and be like, ugh.
I'm going to start shredding now. Mind you, his brother's a little bit fluffier.
I don't even know who his brother is, man. So, yeah, but that was your idea to do that as a joke.
Yeah, well,
can we let George read the comments now?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, so Ben Pinkney 19 says, quality podcast, only took you 100 girls.
Ben, that's quality, Ben. Yeah, no, you're right. And even then, I don't think it was like, it was good, but like...
I when you look at successful podcasts, I've sort of reined in my expectations a little bit, and everyone that seems to be doing pretty well is on like episode 400.
Yeah.
So I think
the thought of us doing 300 more of these.
So I think we're still white belts in this game, aren't we?
What's the first belt after white? Yellow.
Blue.
No, I'm talking about karate, not like.
I don't know. Who the fuck does karate?
No, because there are more belts. Just meant like you know you've got more scope for progression. There's only like 6 belts on there in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Four.
Or 4, right? So well, karate, there's 5. Yeah. Karate, there's like 9 or something.
Okay.
I think it's yellow, right? Or red. Anyway, yeah, we're early in the game. George has already gone to sleep. Sorry, mate. Go on. What you can say?
And Mick Dunn says, look what can be achieved when someone actually puts in a bit of effort and prepares for the podcast. Nice one, Danny.
Mate, the podcast like audience is the funniest. When I see people comment on my normal videos that obviously watch the podcast, they're always the best comments.
They stand out.
Yeah, they're funny.
It's good though, because like I think our sense of humour has got to rub off in the comments. It gives people that freedom to just go for it, knowing that they're not going to offend, you know, like they're just, everyone's on board.
Yeah, because everyone's got this, you would imagine, a similar sense of humour. Apart from that woman that watched and didn't like you laughing at that video of the deer being lifted out of the forest. Which I kind of like. I was with her on that.
Last week's episode when we did the Patreon one, there were a video going around. I'll explain it. There was a video going around of like a cow chasing somebody on a push bike, and it like cut across the road, almost hit this guy on a push bike. Then like was sprinting next to these push bikes and jumped as they got to like a bridge to try and get onto the bridge, bounced its head, which goes like with a ting off this metal bar and then falls off a bridge, which I found hilarious. Danielle sat next to me, did not find that funny.
I didn't find it that funny.
I thought it was so funny.
I did say that, like, you can't really not laugh because the cow started it. The cow was trying to knock the guy off the bike, so he deserved what he got.
Oh. Next.
That's it for the YouTube comments this week.
Only 2. Good job, Josh, picked some up.
Since you've picked some.
Ah, nice. As you alluded to as we first opened this show, as Adam spent all his day here yesterday, I was waiting for my dog to come out of the vets. Because I've got an angry little dog.
It made it, though.
Yeah, survived.
Oh, thank you.
You're not
bothered.
I was
so worried last night. I was like in cold sweats.
You thought we were
going
to have to turn into
glue.
You
definitely didn't lose sleep
What's going to happen? No, I didn't.
That's why I woke up at 4.
I woke up at 4 thinking, fuck, what happened to Josh's dog? Oh, it's all right.
Can you believe, we starved the fucking poor dog, and then we had to give him some tablets at like 6 o'clock yesterday morning. We dropped him off at 8:30. And they didn't even do the procedure till 4 or 5 p.m. yesterday.
I got that vibe when you were on the phone to him, yeah.
But I had to, like, turn on the fucking pissed off bearder meter.
What did you say to me? Why do you get angry? I said, well, sometimes anger is a useful emotion.
I never once got angry, but I got a bit more stern. You left at, 4:30-ish yesterday?
Yeah.
So
when was the I was like, assuming I was allowed to go home at that
I'm
point.
Assuming that I can go get the fucking dog at this point. I ring him up. And they just sort of like brushed over, like, yeah, we've done the procedure, blah, blah. You know about his heart. And I'm like, whoa. What about his heart? And they're like, oh, he's got a heart murmur. And I'm like, no. We've danced this dance before. You said last year, the fucking useless bastards. A year ago, they're like,
can't say which vet it is or no.
Vets for pets. You know, funny thing is, this time last year, one of the subscribers of the podcast saw me in Vets for Pets.
Yeah.
Arguing with the people on reception about the shit service. And then she messaged me, this lady, afterwards. I'm like, I saw you in Vets for Pets. I wanted to come and say hello, but you seem pretty pissed off. Which, like, really annoys me even more. Anyway, they said he had a heart murmur. Fucking booked him in for a specialist, which cost an arm and a leg. He's like, he doesn't have a heart murmur. So for a year, we're like, oh, he doesn't have a heart murmur. Then she just, like, nonchalantly glances over yesterday. I've got a fucking heart murmur. I'm like, what are we doing here, man? Like, how long has he got left? You know, I need to tell my missus. Don't buy green bananas. Like, what the fuck are we doing, you know? So anyway, he maybe or maybe doesn't have a heart murmur, and it took till 7 o'clock last night.
How old is he now in human years? So, like, don't give me dog years, because I don't know.
9 human years.
9 years.
No, I mean, like, so he's 9 dog years.
No, it's 9 human years.
So has he been alive 9 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, what's the equivalent of that in dog years? So, like, what does that
Google
make
that, George. Come on, lad.
If he were a human, what I mean is...
9 dog years.
Because obviously a 9-year-old human would not, ideally...
Have a heart murmur,
yeah. So I'm thinking, like, is he, like, 90 and he's about to stack it? Or, like, what age do dogs live to is what I'm saying.
2 hours last... It's a fucking 2 hour. Apparently they can last 20 years, man.
In a small dog, be about 52.
Oh, he's getting there now. Yeah. You know, he's getting there. You need to get him on, like, a low cholesterol diet, maybe. Like, he's off on the salt.
He eats fucking dog biscuits and carrots. He's a pretty healthy dog.
We talked about dog biscuits yesterday, and like, but we know when people fake tan and they smell like dog biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the
only... You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. If I'm smelling like fake tan on a person, and I'm like, smells like biscuits. Yeah, man. But I don't like... I mean, I prefer like people to be pale, really. I don't like the idea of fake tan, but the smell of it is nice.
I prefer people to be pale.
You tell you, like, that's my style. If I ever went on Tinder, it'd be like... 30% anemic, please. Anyway.
The dog's... We got him back anyway. That's that. Fuck knows if he's going to survive. Right?
Was he like pure starving? He's like...
He didn't even eat, but he was like...
Chihuahua impression.
Probably zombied out. Yeah, poor little bastard. He would be starving after being for that long, wouldn't you? I don't know, man. Fucking vets, like... And they charge you a fortune, you know?
Yeah, how much was it?
Insured?
He is insured, but I don't think it was covered under insurance, what we had yesterday. However, they were like, oh, it's £250, but there's like a £140 credit on your account. I didn't even flinch. I'm like, all right. Don't know where these credits come from, but I was like, £110, see you later. That must be a mistake. Unless it was like compensation for the poor little bastard being in there all day.
Oh, maybe it was from last time when you were shouting at him. Yeah, I don't know, but just to clarify, this is not like a pet orientated, but unless you've come in and like skipped to like minute 15, it's not a pet podcast.
If that dog bins it though, I ain't getting another dog. Like, yeah. Yeah, when his time's up.
Well, timestamp that so we can send it to Daniel. if this dog bins it, I'm sure
what
she'll love that.
Cat?
No.
Oh, cat.
No.
No.
Anything else? Not just nothing?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you've got two.
Why a cat?
Pets.
I've got a child. Having a dog and a kid is like hard work.
But...
No, but I feel like if you've got a child, you don't really need a pet. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you should have one or the other, not both.
I think you should have both.
I think personally, I think you should have neither, but like that's just me. Tamagotchi is about as much responsibility as I want. You know what I mean?
Adam's like not an animal person. That's going to like all of everybody listening going to find out how much of a weirdo he is. But
he likes eating them.
Yeah, ones that you're supposed to eat.
What was that you sent in the chat? Was that this morning or was that yesterday about the dude stood on all the chickens? What was that?
It was a meme, George, for private consumption, not for the public audience.
That was funny, that.
But yeah, well, it's not that funny that it needs to be shared. Anyway, we've got like some agenda today. Yeah, we're just fucking rambling.
Your mate Eddie Hall has been my mate. You've done a few videos with him, bros.
Yeah,
gym bros.
Well, yeah, I do videos with him.
We are actually, anyway. He's having an MMA fight. Can you, George? Whilst I'm talking, have a quick Google and find out about this. I'm pretty sure that like all the ex strongmen are now having like a mixed martial arts tournament, and he's been down at Tom Aspinall's gym. So he's the UFC interim heavyweight world champion. Yeah, and he's been sparring with some of the boys at his place. He put a video out last week and he got head kicked and knocked out.
I know you're talking about. Do you know what? I watched that.
He didn't get knocked out, but.
He got
a flash knockout.
You know
mate.
What?
He dropped. Yeah,
There was 100% definitely a cut between him hitting the floor and him getting up. You know what I mean? So I think he was sparkled for like, I don't know, a good half minute. I watched that on repeat. You know when you watch videos over and over again, I went to like put it in Final Cut Pro and just be like.
Yeah.
Because it was hilarious, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why he would want to fight MMA. I understand, you know, Marius Pudzianowski, there's not that much money in MMA.
Yeah, but there's no money in strongman. So
right, okay.
You just do what you
obviously
want.
Obviously, Pudzianowski had a successful MMA career. Like, the transition was pretty good.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, he must have had... Because he fought on KSW for a long time, you know, and he were, like, knocking people out. Like, a big Polish MMA organisation. But... Eddie Hall, who's never done any sort of combat sports, apart from he did a boxing match against that Thor, didn't he? I don't know. How did that go down?
Well, he's like this the whole time.
Who won?
Thor, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's because Eddie Hall literally didn't touch him. He was just looking for a haymaker the whole
time. Oh, really,
thing.
Yeah.
It was broadcast on some, was it like broadcast on a porno website or something? It was like some really fucking dodgy stream that nobody wanted to watch. But Yeah, I don't know why. Just money.
The guy who is fighting is called Mitchell Hooper, who's apparently the current world's strongest man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So it's going to be another. It's an American. Slow motion.
I mean, these guys are obviously like high level athletes in the strongman world, but that does not translate whatsoever into mixed martial arts or the agility to move like and. Imagine like their explosive power, they're just going to blow an MCL or blow. I don't know. I think it's fucking nuts that they're doing it.
The turning circle of a forklift truck. Like, imagine like all you'd have to do is like just run behind them like really quickly and then jump on their back.
Well, when you watch him on that video, he's super flat footed and obviously he's just like
you could see that like
you know, like it's like his arm doesn't go straight.
Can you overlay the video? Is George allowed to overlay it? Because you could see that kick coming fucking 3 business days in advance. You know what I mean? Like he's just like arms are open and the dude's just like, okay.
Yeah, cheers.
So I don't know. Yeah, but it was funny that you got knocked out.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Not that I like violence, but
are you mates with Eddie Hall?
No. I've got his number in my phone.
Okay.
If that helps. But then I've got like Benny Blanco's as well, so.
You got Benny Blanco's number?
Yeah, man, I got it installed in there.
Yeah.
We told me to call him next time I was in LA, so like he's probably forgotten now. But next time I'm in LA, I'll be like, "You all right, mate?" It's like, "Can I have the internet? Do you want me to get together and
you,
party?"
You posted me in the chat yesterday about Benny Blanco.
Yeah, because he's dating Selena Gomez at the minute.
Okay.
And
pretty well there, hasn't he?
There was a summit saying that they both had nits or something at the same time. And she was quoted as saying, "Oh, I think it's really cute, actually, that we both had it at the same time." What?
I don't know. I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it? I don't think it's gross. I mean, like, happens sometimes, right? And if your partner's got it, you're probably going to... I mean, like, if you had nits, I'd probably have it, and we're not even that close.
I don't know, it's not cute, is it? Like, having nits.
No, it's not. But, I mean, I don't know. Subjective, isn't that? So you might think it's cute.
And then he nearly got chucked out of, like, a red carpet event because they didn't...
They thought it was...
they thought it was her homeless man or something. And he was with Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor dude, yeah. But, yeah,
Mike... Crying into that money.
He's probably doing all right, isn't he? Producing records.
Can you imagine? I bet he's fucking... He's better have more money than you. You're the richest person I know.
No, that doesn't take much. And I'm not the richest person you know, you tit. You know Charlie, that watch dealer?
You're richer than Charlie.
Shut the fuck up, man. Like, I don't know why you're perpetuating this rumour like it's a thing.
Jimmy Hill, who came on the podcast, I think we unlisted that episode. You know, when we hit 100 episodes, right? I looked at the channel, it says there's 99 videos.
That's because you've unlisted that one, probably.
Have I actually...
Might be.
I think we've lost count of that. Like Donald Trump, we need to recount.
On my my business mileage spreadsheet, it says we've done like 109 or something. So like I don't know where these episodes are going, but like put them on Patreon.
But yeah, and we're gonna go to Amsterdam, aren't we? I heard on the grapevine.
Well, I suggested the idea actually at the end of last year because I know you're desperate for work. You're basically like half homeless, but now you're trying to buy a £1 million house. So like I said, look, I'll throw you a bone.
Talking about houses.
So I said, let's go to Amsterdam. Let's go to the Netherlands, not Holland. By the way, if anyone knows the difference between Holland and the Netherlands, let us know in the comments.
Google that, George.
But I had planned this in my head. I'm thinking, I just got back from somewhere. Let's do this like late March. And you're like, yeah, let's do like first week in February. And I'm like, oh, all right. I'm going to do, I think we've got 3 that I want to do.
Yeah.
If they come back to us. But I'm going to do all of them with the crew, which I know might make people upset. I'm sorry. But this guy needs to be fed. So we're going to film a series, I think, out there just because it's cheap to get him out there. And I think we can make it cool, you know?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good laugh as well. Like, I did Amsterdam with Paul Smith. Hopefully there's less mushrooms. And
there ain't going to be no mushrooms.
We could just go and enjoy it. It's like, as a city, you've been, haven't you?
Yeah,
like, I think as a city, it's like really nice. I was so impressed by it. You know, just like to go for a...
Would you say it's nice? I think it's quite grimy, but that not in a bad way.
It depends which part. I think, like, because for shopping and stuff, I thought it had, like, a really nice shopping district, a good architecture and whatnot. Obviously, down by the river where the red light district is.
I thought that was quite small.
Like, I thought it was just quite a bit, I don't know.
I like the city. I wouldn't describe it as nice, but I think it's... I like the vibe because it's like, I didn't see... Every time I've been there, I've never seen any trouble. The only time I've seen trouble is it's been an English person being allowed. But I think it's really relaxed and most people are really nice there and really receptive to, because obviously they get a lot of tourism.
Yeah.
I like it.
I didn't rate the chips. You know, like that's like the go-to thing, isn't it? Like they have like a cone of chips with like...
Nice city, didn't rate the chips.
That's like their fucking national dish, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know. There's better food that you can get there is what I'm saying.
Yes, there is.
But
we had Chinese food at a Chinese restaurant on the Chinese district. It was well nice, mate.
Will Noyce.
Will Noyce.
I'm hoping we get to... I would rather we didn't go at that date, but if that's the date we got to go, then...
They haven't come back to me yet, so I don't...
Yeah, that's the thing about it. This is the problem with Europe, I find. I really want to do as much of Europe as I can.
Yeah.
Because it's cool. It's much easier to film there, and there's like a different vibe to it. You know, it might not be as enthusiastic as America, but because it's a different... You know, culturally very different. Still feels like an adventure.
Yeah, yeah.
And people are different, and they're still like, oh my God. You know, and
I think it looked really good on camera as well out there.
Yeah. And like, no, but nobody in Europe either really does this.
Mm.
So you go somewhere and like, you're going to still get that shock and awe factor maybe from the staff.
Yeah.
But I hope they get back to us, but it's hard, man. Because I think in Europe, a lot of times they just don't bother with the Facebook, which is like the bare minimum really restaurants.
Like, I sent them a message. There's two restaurants that I sent a message on. I sent them an email and then a direct message on Instagram. Mm. And on Facebook. So that's like three avenues per restaurant and not one has come back yet.
Left you on red.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I told you when I tried to arrange that trip to Germany, like I messaged 10 restaurants, two got back, one of which said no. Can I film? No. Nine. <That's it>. One word.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Don't force them, man. Like, it's their restaurant, I suppose.
No, yeah. But yeah, if we do go out there, we'll shoot some Patreon stuff as well, some BTS. And I'm gonna upload on my YouTube channel again. Obviously, I said last week that I've been demonetized. But apparently, I looked at the back end. I need to upload once, and it comes back. Do you think I should start, like, posting regularly again?
No. Because you won't start posting regularly. Because you'll do one video a year like you always have.
Nah, maybe just like, George, what do you reckon? Like a 3 or 4 minute video, like once every couple of weeks. Look, just like a bit behind the scenes, what's going on.
You could do it for the sake. You could do it for the sake of people that listen to this.
Yeah, that's by all means. They're the people who's going to watch it.
But I just mean like, you can't. There's no point in you doing like one video and then being like, right, I'm having like 4 months off. Like,
no,
you were fucking Matt Stoney. Like, you're not getting those kind of views. So like,
I think, you know, behind the scenes, there's some of the stuff that we've got going on. That could be quite fun.
Whatever happened to the project you wanted to do with like, it's kind of like a documentary type thing where you see people in different like professions and stuff like that.
Too much time, George, wasn't it?
Too much time.
Too much effort. That's what it looks
like. No, because if you imagine that was 2 years ago when I suggested that and I ended up falling straight into doing the full documentary for Paul Smith and Jake Quickenders. I spent a year actually doing that.
Is that still something that you want to do though at some point?
Not or is anymore. It just I think it's, I think that ship sailed. It.
Too much
I think having had the experience of working with Channel 4 and building a documentary.
Fucking wankers, aren't they?
Did they do a documentary this year, potentially?
Yeah, I know, but they've not come back to me either. You've tried selling a documentary to people? Like, well, obviously not.
No. Try someone.
Not a rhetorical question.
No.
Fucking nightmare, you know. Nightmare.
That's mad that because like, there's so many really like mega shit documentaries out there that are just not interesting.
Admittedly, like, the Stage of the Kid should not have been 15 fucking episodes long. And I said that on day one. But they went, we want 15 episodes. I'm like...
Man, I'm really proud of you for that. And it's very rare I would say something sincerely to you like that. I know how much work that was, and that was, like, really impressive for me.
It's forced me to go cold turkey, though. To quit Octagon. And I've been off for, like, 3 months now. I'm just like...
Oh, that's why you're begging me for work. All right, makes sense now.
I've got to feed George, man. Look at him. Poor lad.
George is doing all right. I told you, George is my therapist.
Have you seen his new car, the Pussy Patrol? did it come with a magnet?
He needed an upgrade on that thing, though.
I know, it's a nice car.
Missed out on my Figaro, though. You could have had that.
Oh, you can keep that.
I didn't get it, it's gone now.
He lost it in the divorce.
Anyway.
Other countries we said Bruges. If can we?
That's not a country, mate.
Belgium. Can we go to Bruges?
I want to do Belgium.
Why don't we put feelers out to both country, like to both places, and just see who comes back?
Because like Amsterdam is closer and cheaper to get to.
If we go to Bruges, we can go on the ferry.
I ain't getting on no ferry, man.
That'd be fucking so much fun.
Ain't gonna be no rematch. No, I'm not going on a ferry.
Come on, me and you.
Can't be asked, like fucking 6 hours at sea. No, let's just get to Amsterdam, man. Just call those people and put on a Dutch accent or something. I don't know.
What are you thinking of putting on the Patreon for that if you go there?
We've got to do. We've got.
He's going to get like
some
10 of those weed brownies. He'd be, who's good? I'm not eating any of those, man.
When I was there, I didn't have a brownie. I didn't have any. Like, I don't smoke, so. And apparently, edibles are worse than smoking.
Right.
Neither of us are into recreational drugs, so we should say. I mean, like when Paul came on, basically that's all he talked about. But like, I'm not. I don't like the idea of anything that changes my perception apart from beer, especially right now. But I'm just not into it really. Weed doesn't really affect me. I'm not sure if I've just smoked in the few times I've done it. I'm not sure if it's just that I've had really weak weed or something. It just gives me a bit of a headache, and it doesn't do anything for me, which is positive.
Have you smoked weed?
I don't smoke weed. I have.
You've smoked.
Everyone
weed.
Has at some point, right?
I don't like it.
I keep meaning to get some from my gran just to see what happens. You know what I mean? I might bring a brownie back. That'd be funny.
Don't bring one back. You'll get pulled in the.
Oh yeah, good point.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sorry to interrupt this episode. I want to take a few seconds just to tell you about our Patreon. As you know, we don't do any sponsorships around here. We don't try to sell you any ball shavers. However, if you can support us on Patreon, we have got early access to every episode like this one and future guest episodes that are coming up. We've got some big names in the pipeline. You get exclusive behind the scenes clips from like when Adam's traveling around the world or we're just chatting shit in the studio. Each episode, we record a Patreon only section, which is a little bit less PG than the actual full episodes. You guys can interact with us and help us steer this sinking ship and tell us what you want to hear on this podcast. You can get all this for less than the price of a pint, and it saves us from having to flog some ball shavers. So if you can, support us on Patreon. Back to the episode.
Anyway.
We can play a game.
We can play a game if you want.
Do you want to play a game?
Okay, who wants the first question this week?
I went first last week.
Big fact, cunt.
You got off late.
Okay, Josh.
12.
All right, go on.
What is the most common colour of toilet paper in France?
Oh.
Do you do it in French? That was like Pepe Le Pew.
Most common colour?
Of toilet paper in France.
I've been to France.
It's not a trick question.
It is. It's got to be white, hasn't it?
White's not a colour. Sorry, mate. Should know that as a video editor.
Cream. With a brown tinge.
You are a child.
Go on.
What are you going for?
White.
Pink.
Unlucky, mate.
What?
Pink.
They obviously just make pink toilet paper. And white isn't
a colour.
I've
been to France.
Right?
It's not fucking pink. It's white.
You've got some white toilet paper, but I mean, have you been through like rural France and all that?
Yeah.
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 And like every toilet paper you saw was white.
Every single one.
Well, it still doesn't make George wrong. He's obviously done his homework. Give him like his due. You should have known that white is a trick question because white isn't a colour.
Well, I said to you, it's not a trick question. As in, you'd be thinking, oh, it's a trick question. It's got to be white, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And you went for white anyway.
Anyway, you fucked up. Do I get my question now or do I wait?
Fuck me.
You can wait or you can do it now. Up to you.
No, you're the producer, George. Don't put the ball in my foot.
Fine.
George has had enough today.
Yeah, he's going to phone this. He's fucking phoning in these questions. Go on.
That was a good question, George.
I thought so too. In what language is the phrase Hakuna Matata?
Ooh, Swahili?
Final answer?
Yeah.
This one.
Yes! Fuck
there
you.
Looks like I think you're back level on the scale now.
Yep. Cool. No rowing on the mat with Danny Mitchell for me. Unless he makes it really hard next week, which he probably will. Yeah, I kind of figured that, right? Like Lion King, Africa.
I keep thinking that wind keeps blowing. I thought I knocked that mistake.
Did you hear it last night? I thought somebody was in my house.
Brutal,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was bad.
Yeah, because I heard this like screeching as if somebody was kind of like moving the stools in my kitchen. And I'm like, better go down there dick swinging and see what's going on.
Our neighbour's gutter started falling down.
Did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that on building, the slate roof on this? Half of it's all over the road. Don't park your car near this building.
I said the other day, I'm going to wait outside like this.
Ready to stick a nut on a piece of slate. Three stories down. It's like Final Destination stuff.
That's exactly what he said.
Come down and just cut your head in half. Yeah, brutal. It's been
I don't want to leave a beautiful corpse. I don't want like death to occur cranially. Like I'd rather it happen down here, so I'll leave a nice corpse, you know what I mean?
You mentioned yesterday that the Euros this year. So when it does arrive, can we in your swanky new pad that you're getting? Can we have like a party in the garden? Is there a pool?
No, there isn't a pool. Like how swanky do you think this is?
I saw the pictures, mate. Swanky. Overlay some pictures, George.
Don't overlay the pictures, you fucking tit. Why do you think I'm moving? Fucking Amazon drivers ask me for pictures now. I'm sitting in my pants, giving me like a box of beard oil or whatever. He'd be like, oh, you're right, mate. Can I have a picture? I'm like, yeah, of course. Here's my hairy nipples. so yeah, don't put any pictures up. But it's not that swanky. But it is different to the one that I'm supposed to be buying. I'm now renting.
Can you tell? That's a funny story. Not the situation to get you to the. But anyway, the house. Why is? Can you tell just how you went about pulling out of this sale of this house? Because I think it's pretty funny.
I don't think it's really that funny. Yeah, they just took too long over it. So that's the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, you've been mocking. Alan's been moaning at us since fucking November. He's been moaning.
Right. Somebody told me, like, any estate agents listening to this, you're all arseholes. No, I'm joking. No, any estate agents, listen, tell me if this is normal, right? So I made an offer that was accepted on a house in November of last year, the first week of November of last year. All the money's sorted, right? It's not like I'm waiting for anything. And the people who were selling already have a house, right, that they have purchased.
No chain.
So no chain, yeah, that's what they call it, right?
No chain.
So it's now, what is it now?
End of January.
End of January.
End of January, so that's basically 3 months, yeah. Right? And they tell me, like, yeah, you should be moving in, like, late April, early May. And I'm like, nope. It doesn't take half a year in that circumstance to buy a house. So they obviously just did nothing in December. They literally didn't do anything, so I'm just like, bye.
What did you say to them on Friday? You sent them the ultimatum.
Oh, yeah, I said, like, if you do not give me a date to A, pay the money, and B, move in, get the keys, by 5 o'clock on Monday, as in Monday just gone, then I am not buying the house. And I think she thought it was bullshitting, but, like, 5:01, I'm like, okay, relisting the house it is. Please give my regards to the vendors. Hope I have better luck at the second time of asking. They might get it sold if you start now by 2029. All the best. And then just went to rent somewhere, yeah. I just went looking for the places to rent.
It is quite funny that...
It's hilarious, it is a little bit funny. Fucking wheels going off my life. But yeah, it's hilarious. That's where I'm at right now. But yeah, you can come around and it's got a little... Well, not a little room, a big room with a big screen in it. So you can come watch that. You don't like football though, so...
I like watching international football. I think I'm going to buy a T-shirt.
That says I like international football?
You can buy, like a fucking English shirt.
An English shirt.
Yeah.
So you can buy an English shirt. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who plays for England now?
English people. Depends when he announces the squad. You won't know the squad until fucking April or something.
Well, you can't buy a shirt with a name on back because you don't know who they are.
You could get Gudge number 4 on the back because he'd definitely be a centre back. No way he's playing like anywhere in attack. He's definitely got no like... His first touch will be like in the armies.
Like Gudgeon 53. Like reserves. Reserves number.
69
giggity.
Yeah, obviously. How did I know that was coming? The Euros are happening. Is that news? Is that like one of the talking points?
Is that happening?
We watched this.
June, wasn't
it? Was it every 2 years, Euros?
No, every four years, and then the World Cup's every four. So it happens as a major international tournament every 2 years. So they're basically in rotation.
So did we watch the World Cup in this studio then?
Yes.
Right, okay. I can't keep track. I just can't keep up with this.
Tells you how long we've been doing this.
Into these spots. George's dating life, it says on the notes.
I don't know why that's on the notes.
I'm pretty sure George refused to. Anyway, segue? Look at product placement. Go buy New Tonic, the productivity drink. Why the fuck? We should drink more of these. We might have a good podcast.
Everybody's do jizz in it. Look at top of that. Can everybody look at?
Right, calm down.
That's not a product. We're not endorsed.
I was joking. Like James Smith,
it's good shit. Go buy it.
James Smith just brought what he's on. He brought us some of these, didn't he?
Yeah.
So I thought I've not had my morning electrolyte drink this morning. So I thought, give me one of these. It's got a bit of caffeine in. They probably taste all right. And then I put one of Josh's electrolytes in the top just to spice it up a little bit more. But I thought it might be fun to. They do actually taste all right, though.
They do taste nice,
to be fair. I mean, I wouldn't buy one, I'll be honest. But, like, they do taste all right.
He literally, like, put the electrolyte thing in it and was like, it's not going to, like, fizz over, is it? I'm like, probably.
Of course it is, yeah. Effervescent,
yeah.
He says this, opening it, putting it in on the desk right in front of your computer.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot, man.
He always puts his coffee on my desk or his drink on my desk.
When was the last time you fucking used that desk? You never edit anything. So, like, shut the fuck up.
Is there not a timeline on my desk right now?
You know what? That's what I want to say. Yeah.
That's a good t-shirt. So, is it a t-shirt?
Bowl of cereal, and it's like a long sleeve suit. Bowl of cereal with letters that spell out fuck you. Which
it
I
says fuck off, mate. Not
does it? Fuck off. Well, that's what I meant. I would never normally wear shirts with swear words on them because I think it's quite crass. But this one, because it's cereal, I thought, you know. And just for the podcast, I wouldn't wear it anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'd wear it to go around my grand, just to make her laugh or something. Not to tell her fuck off, just to make her laugh, you know, if she could read it. But Yeah, I don't know. I got this from somebody at Christmas. I think it's my sister. I think it's about. It feels about cheap enough for, to be a present for me. So.
That's scathing, man. Isn't it? Jesus. Anyway, George, your dating life. How's it going?
It's going just fine. Yes, it's all right. How's your dating life?
Hey, I'm all good, man. Married, you know, child, dog, Adam.
Yes, all right. Yeah.
Oh, he's got warm now, he's taking his jacket off.
Because I'm about to fight you, that's all.
So that were a comment. It was like, oh, in fact, it's on the Patreon section, but somebody put like, how long until Josh chokes out Adam? It's going to be the opposite way around today, I think. Yeah. Look at these fucking guns.
He's getting rolled up.
I always roll my sleeves. People asked me that the other day. Why do you always roll your sleeves? I'm like, I don't know, it just means business. You know what I mean? When the sleeves are rolled up.
It's like getting his forearms out.
Yeah, what forearms? Anyway, we've got to have something to talk about.
Yesterday in the studio, you said, so on the topic of all this, right? Adam said to us yesterday, so bear in mind, we spoke about him shaving his pubes. Fucking, this is so funny. We spoke about him shaving his pubes, what, a month ago? He said yesterday, he's like, oh, I've trimmed my pubes. We're all good, lads, you know, fucking sound. So, like, that was it. I'm all right.
Finally done it. After 38 years.
Hours pass, he's moaning like fuck about being homeless. And he comes back around and he goes, lads, I've got a bit of hair on my shaft. What do you use to shave it off your shaft?
That's not how it, no.
Hey, pretty much want it. So I went, what do you mean? He goes, I said, use the beard shaver that you shaved your pubes with. He went, I didn't use a fucking beard shaver. I used scissors.
Right, but then, wait a second. But then you like, fictionalised that account and said I used scissors from my fucking kitchen or something. I got like hair scissors.
What, you bought some hair scissors?
I bought some hair scissors. I'm not trimming
them like,
down.
Back
what do you think I'm fucking Ron Jeremy? What do you think I'm going down and like shaving myself like pure fucking bald, mate? I just trimmed them back a little bit because you guys give me grief like fucking 15 times a week for having like too much pubic hair. So I thought, all right, well, fuck it, whatever, I'll shave them then. I'll cut them down. Give them a talking point to pad out a shitty podcast. So I did it with scissors. Like, what's wrong with that?
That were weeks of asking me, oh, send me photos for reference.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine that.
Send me a picture of your dick, George.
George, that was a joke, right? I didn't actually want
with a little bit
pubes.
Of sincerity. Yeah, but do you not think that's fucking mental, mate? I just assumed you used a beard shaver.
I thought I'd use garden
why
shears.
Would,
to be
why
fair.
Do you, why would I have a fucking beard shaver?
To shave your pubes, obviously.
Well, but we've anyway, right? Is there another talking?
No, that's got to spark the mass debate. Like,
we're asking people, how do you shave your pubic hair?
I don't believe. I think if we put this to a public vote, no one's going to be like, it's going to be 80%, 85% going to be like, yeah, you'd obviously use a, like some form of beard shaver. Like
right, I'm not saying you can't do that. What I'm saying, you got a bit more control.
But you don't think it's funny that you're stood there like pulling your pubes and like giving yourself a shot back and like.
I'm just imagining like a comb and then just like cutting along the comb. Yeah.
I'm just grabbing my. A bit more control, right? You shape
I'm
it a little
it
bit.
Being that long.
Shape it like yeah. Them dogs. You see them dogs where they cut around their ears and they look like fucking Mickey Mouse. It's like that around your dick.
Just give it a little bit of shape. You know what I mean? I don't fucking know,
give
man.
Some poof.
George, how do you shave your balls, mate? It's got to be with a beard
like
shaver.
You said, like, yeah, beard shaver.
I get it. Like,
and how long are the hairs on your shaft?
But if you're worried if you're worried about like shaving it too. Clean, like just put a thingy on it.
Yeah, I get it. Put like grade 2 on it. I'm not daft. Yeah. What I'm saying is, I just thought let's give this a try with some scissors. Just get in there first time, like.
I think it's gonna surely be less accurate doing it with scissors because like hacking away at it. It's gonna.
Yeah. So when you go to your barbers, does he do that? Your fucking stupid fringe with clippers.
Stupid fringe.
Does he do your Johnny Bravo fringe with clippers?
That's supposed to be like his fucking Johnny Bravo.
Well, mine aren't far off, mate. Let's get off pubes and can we talk about something else, please?
Have we got a masturbate?
We've got a few masturbates.
Let's do a masturbate.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right. Play the jingle.
We're breaking him today, man. Look at him.
I was in such a good mood. What did I do? I was singing Fleetwood Mac. I was like, if I could, baby, I'd give you my world. And that now. That's it. You fucked me for the day. What time is it?
On the shaving the pubes topic, said that yesterday, I messaged Manscaped because I was like, right, give me. I'm like, send me a fucking ball shaver. I'll sign up to your £300.
If there's anyone that needs it,
It sounds
yeah, so because it'll pay for sign. So like we fucking break even if we do one ad read. So I'm trying to get you one, mate. Don't anybody buy a Manscaped until we say go, right? And then when we do say go, just buy, we need like four people to buy one to cover the 300 quid that they're going to pay us.
They charge you how many? Like though, like 100 quid or something. I saw someone I was in.
Hey, don't ruin it. We have to do an ad read next week.
Okay, I'm ruining. I was walking around like what? Did I tell you about? Was it on the podcast? We're talking about a guy asking me to hold his kid.
I don't think that was on the podcast.
It wasn't. Right, so I remember, basically, what I was getting at there is I was in like a Walmart in America. I think it might have been Target, actually. But anyways, they had this little section, the grooming section. So I went to get some beard oil, a bit of conditioner.
Fucking
and in there,
section.
They had Manscaped shavers. And I'm like, they call it the hedge trimmer or something, don't they? It's supposed to have like a funny name. Yeah. And I'm like, $120 for what? You get them for like 20 quid from Argos. Anyway, that then reminded me of like, I'm going down later on in the trip to Walmart. I'm buying some Diet root beer, whatever, walking down this aisle, this guy stops in the aisle, it's like, beard! He picks his kid up. His kid's look maybe like, it's not a small child, it's like a child that can walk, so like four maybe. And he runs up, he's like, hold my kid! And I'm like, hold your kid? Like, for what reason? He's like, well, I don't want a picture with you and my kid. My wife won't believe me otherwise. I'm like, okay.
Can you imagine how long can it be?
How do I hold a kid? Like, especially one that large. I'm like, are you alright with this kid? And he's
just
looking at me like,
kid
doesn't know who I am. I'm like, okay. I'm holding this kid up. He's like, oh, thanks, man.
Go long.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. I'm like, no worries, man. But it's the first time somebody's ran over to me and said, can you hold my kid?
That's so funny because I can imagine how awkward you'd be.
I just put my basket down. I'm like,
when Tory Mike brought his baby to that Gordon Ramsay challenge. I was like, oh, do you want to hold? And you're like, nah. you can imagine how awkward it'd have been and like that. What's the masturbate then?
Masturbate is, would you rather for the rest of your life only watch strangers have sex or have strangers watch you have sex?
Oh, fuck me. What's the first one?
Only watch strangers have sex.
Oh, no, fuck that.
Or have strangers watch
I'd
you
I'd have to
sex.
Go with the second one just by default. It's like the lesser of two evils for me, that.
Are they good-looking strangers?
It's just strangers.
So probably not. It's going to be like
can
average.
Be anybody.
Why does that make a difference?
It's basically dogging in it, Adam.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah. I don't know. Never done that. yeah, I'm definitely choosing the second one there, I think. I've got to. I don't like the idea of watching other people have sex. I don't even watch pornography, man. People think that's weird about me. It's not the first time I've admitted that live on air. I think it's fucking disgusting.
No,
not that I'm judging.
I think you mentioned that before.
Do what you want, but like I don't do it. So like,
about you, Josh?
I don't know, man. I think you got to flip a coin, aren't you? Like, you don't really want people watching you have sex, but then you don't want to watch some honking people have sex.
That's a harder question for me because like I could charge like some kind of entry fee for that. You know what I mean? Put that on the OnlyFans. But I'm not shy. I wouldn't want either, right? But. I'm not really that bothered. I wouldn't be that bothered about somebody seeing me out unless it was my mum. Anyone else, I don't.
Yeah, she's not like, a stranger.
No, so I don't want like, any relatives or like close friends.
Didn't you ask us this question on the podcast where it's like, would you rather something to do with like having sex with your mum's body but your girlfriend's? Was that on the podcast?
Yeah,
on the podcast?
It was, yeah.
I think so. I can't remember.
It was like a dispossessed, like, would you rather like sleep with your
and neither girl? Neither of you gave an answer to
it. No, me. Because it was too hard. It was like, would you rather sleep
I'd
with your
sleep
girlfriend's
with
head?
Mom.
Sleep with your girlfriend, but it's your
mum's mind.
Mind.
Or sleep with your mum. And I'm like, my girlfriend, but it's my mum's mind. Just because like then I don't have to physically sleep with my mum.
Yeah.
I'd definitely sleep with Josh's mum though. She's a yummy mum.
They're like the worst. Like
I was laying it on her a little bit like at the when she kept the shoot. I was like, oh, Josh's mum, you must be really proud. He's a good lad, isn't he? Yeah.
That's while I were at back room with his mum and sister. Joking, if my wife watches this, you're going to watch this. Yeah, I guess have people watching me.
Yeah, we landed on the same page.
Though. Yeah. George?
I'd say the same. I feel like it'd well put you off, though.
Nah, man. I'd be all right.
Well put me off. I've got a second one.
Oh, God.
Would you rather know how you die or know when you die?
That's better.
When?
Yeah, because if you tell me the day, what I'd probably do is hang myself the day before that to make sure that it wasn't like
just something. Just to prove it wrong.
To be contrary and prove it wrong, but also if I didn't know what it was, then that's probably the lesser of... We probably can't say that, right? Because that's like suicidal ideation. You can't really...
You've said about hanging yourself on this podcast more
times.
Right.
Well, people know I'm joking, yeah. Kind of. But like, then you're in control of it, aren't you? So you've like maxed it out, and then the day before you die, you choose the way you go.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but surely if you know...
It's almost like that's almost like torture, isn't it? You know, like knowing when it's going to happen.
If you know when you die, you could just like the day that you're supposed to die, you could literally just stay in bed.
No, but you might die of a heart attack.
I know, but if you die of a heart attack, you die of a heart attack, don't you? But at least you're avoiding just getting hit by a car.
You do is you just go to the hospital the night before and just stay there. That's the best thing, actually, because then you can like cheat death in like Final Destination. Yeah. The night before, you drive to the hospital, just sit there in A&E, and then you just like, if anything happens, I'm in the best place for it.
Someone drives a car through the entrance to the hospital.
Bombs the hospital like Joker or whatever.
This took a turn, this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to think about either. But I think at least if you knew when you were going to die, you could like max it out, right? Like, so if I knew I was going to die at like 42,
yeah, but you should be
I'd
living...
be like chilling. I'd just be spending all my money.
Yeah,
like,
but you should be living life like that now anyway.
Nah, you got to be frugal, man. You got to be like sensible.
You've got to, I think it's fine balance, but you know, we don't know. None of us know if tomorrow's going to happen. So you kind of got to just max out your days as much as possible anyway, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm just...
If we're going to get really deep about it.
Well, no, because like, if you watch friend of the show, Damien Talks Money's channel, he's always saying, you got to save, boys, got to save for your pension.
He's got to sort of say that because he's in like the finance guy.
But I think he does believe that though.
Yeah. Maybe my beliefs are not aligned with his.
Look, man, you go buy £1 million house and I'll just be putting
money into his £1 million house from? You go buy. How much do you think that house is worth that he's going to rent?
I don't know, not that much.
It's got to be a few million, that.
Nah, maybe.
God, it.
It's not. I don't want to fucking rent it. Stop talking to me like I'm a playboy. I don't want to have to rent it. Can we just get off it? Like, what's the next thingy?
Well, that's it for masturbate. What did you say? Did you say when you die or how you die?
I said I would like to know when. I don't know how I die. What if it's like something hideous?
But if they tell you how you die and they say, oh, you'll drown or something, you just avoid big bodies of water.
Yeah, but you're telling me that I can cheat death. If you tell me there's a way out of it, then maybe my answer would be different.
That smells like stale beer, that. Yeah, it smells weird.
Well, James, take it back to your...
it's because you've put your own concoction into it. I used to work behind a bar and you had to collect glasses the day after. That's what it smells like.
I've pimped this drink a bit, haven't I? I've chipped it a bit and I've put some other stuff in it.
Put extra NOS on it. When or how... This is fucking tough, this, George, mate. The thing is,
if you found out how you die and it's like absolutely awful.
It's making me shake a bit, this.
You're just going to live your life in fear of that moment.
I know. But then when it's like, what if like next week you're like, fuck. Shit.
At least you know, man. Get all your
shit. I think I'll go when rather than how.
When, man.
Yeah, at least.
Because if you're constantly fucking scared. You know,
if it's something terrible,
yeah,
you're going to get shredded to death. You know, you're going to be in like, somebody's going to put you like, you remember Saddam Hussein used to have that like human shredder apparently that he used to put people in. Some people say like, you're going to get shredded to death. I'd be like, I hope you mean like I'm getting mega lean. I'm going to die from being leave a really lean corpse. I don't want to know how I'm going to die, but like when would be useful. So if you tell me like 65, I'm like fucking chilling. Like, all right, cool, man. I've got like another 27 years in me. Ace.
At the same time, if someone told you, oh, you're going to die in 3 weeks or whatever, you'd be like, right, I'm going to live these 3 weeks like the best time of my life.
What would you do if somebody said you have 3 weeks left now? I don't even know what I'd do.
I don't know either.
I don't think I'd do anything. I'd spend a lot of time with my family, let them all know how much I love them, you know, even though I'm difficult to be around.
You fucking do your head in, mate. You spend a day with him. I love you all, but you do me fucking head in. I'm off to Miami.
I wouldn't do anything special. I've had a good life, I think. I'm not like...
Do you both have bucket list things that you want to achieve before you die, or like things you want to do?
There's things I might want to do, but nothing I need to do. I think I've done everything that I really... More than I ever thought I would do with my life, which sounds daft given what I do.
Same, man. I feel like I've lived about three lives already anyway. Yeah. And also, like, we're kind of living the dream as it stands. The fact that we come in and... Admittedly, this don't make us any money. But that we have the freedom to film, to do this.
Unsuccessful podcast.
Regularly. And I enjoy like working with my clients that we've got, you know. So like...
Some of them you do.
All of them at the
risk of like throwing you in the...
I've not got any bad ones at the moment.
No.
It's you and Charlie at the minute, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. And bald beardy over there. My good pal. Fucking hell, we've survived everything. It's unbreakable, this. After having done that music video this year.
Until this podcast gets cancelled.
Somebody said to me the other day, they're like, you're really close with Josh, aren't you? I was like, not really. No, I've known him about 5 years. I was like, I've got mates that I've known since I was fucking 6 years old. But, yeah.
No matter how long you've known the person, it's how well you know the person.
Exactly. Mm.
You put up with a lot, mate. And I don't think you put up with so much that I don't think me buying you one fucking Nando's gets me out of the pit there, you know what I mean?
don't cut it.
Buy another one today. You got time today? I can take you for another Nando's.
Speaking of pit, should we finish how we
finish on the
Fest pit? 50 minutes.
Fuck me, we've actually done it.
We've actually
Baby,
made
we
it.
Did it.
There was no agenda, and yet somehow.
Break out the red panties.
I noticed you made a reel, by the way, about Conor McGregor and James Smith's opinion on him. James Smith's opinion on Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I made the reel.
I bet you did, George. You wanted the clicks for that, didn't you?
Yeah. He shared it, to be fair. He's a good sport, is James. Not like you fucking useless cunt. You're like the worst fucking companion game.
What the fuck has Conor McGregor's drug use got to do with me and what I do?
What?
The toilet.
No, but why am I going to share that on my podcast?
Why am I sharing that on my Beard Meets Food page, you fool? Like, why would I share?
Not that one, but there's other ones.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd share anything that was food-related, maybe.
No, I would.
Did you share the food challenge one?
No, I wouldn't.
So yeah, I did. I did, you absolute fucking tosser. Like, I put up a...
He didn't.
What, the hybrid one?
Yeah, he didn't share that. Hybrid. Fucking useless cunt.
Hybrid?
Yeah, we did a hybrid one of where Josh was like, how do you think you're going to do in the challenge from the podcast?
You could go your own way. Go your own. Got a grand total of 1,438 likes.
That's not what we were talking about.
What were you talking about
then?
The
reels? That George...
Oh, fuck reels, man.
Walking fucking contradiction.
I don't put... I put reels that are related to food I might put up. I'm not putting a reel up of, Damien talking about fucking ISIS. Like, sod off. You know what I mean?
ISIS?
No. ISIS. Anyway,
carry on. As you were, George. Look, all he's right. Fucking broke. We've done it. We broke him.
You broke me today.
Some left in there.
Okay, so first Fest Pit. Had a wet dream about an octopus.
Fuck off!
Now I have a new fetish. October of last year, I had an erotic dream with a giant octopus while I was at my beach vacation. I spent some days afterwards thinking about that dream and finding it funny and dumb that it still made me horny. But then it continued for weeks, and I started seeing photos of octopuses and getting horny. Months after the dream, and I'm pretty sure I have an octopus fetish now. Can't stop thinking about that octopusy.
That was just a setup to say octopusy. That was all just one giant setup to say octopusy, which is already a joke that's been made in the James Bond franchise like fucking 40 years ago. I don't believe it. And if you've got a fetish about that, like whatever, I'm not kink shaming you, but like why share it with the universe? You know what I mean? I don't care. At the risk of like ruining it, you know, like I don't give a shit if you'd like octopus. Whatever, man.
Do octopuses have like?
Well, they reproduce, don't they, George? I don't know how they do it. Fucking hell, I don't care. I know they.
Do they have any sexual organs?
Google it, George. It must be like that.
They must. That's probably where the ink comes from.
No.
I don't know, man. I don't want to get David Attenborough. Can we get him on the show? Fucking wheel him on.
Could you imagine?
Imagine we can't even get like. We're looking at getting people that have already been on back on. So we're looking at Kate. Obviously put up a story. So should we get Kate back on? See what she's doing.
We've got a guest coming on next week. We've got a film with. Well, subject to.
Have we? Yeah, but
management not being a fucking.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah,
it might all fall flat on its face. I still need to book another. Yeah, anyway. Carry on.
But does sort of have to eat. Supposed to be going out boozing next Friday. So if anyone's in Leeds on Friday, the. Just give me a second.
Thanks for the invite. You didn't invite us, did you?
Yeah, well, I'm going out with my real friends. 2nd of Feb.
Right, this is the last podcast we're going to do. That's twice as offended.
You promise.
Getting no more advice from me on anything.
Well, your fucking advice to me.
Well, why ask for it then?
I'm joking. Shut the fuck up! somebody buy me a drink. Actually, don't. No, don't. When people give me drinks, like, I'm thinking there could be anything in that, you know?
Yeah, I
could
hope
be, could be, like,
you.
Feeding me bleach.
That's your last day.
Someone give me money to buy a drink.
No, just come over and say hello. I'll buy you a drink. If I'm out, actually, I don't know. Things are going a bit wrong lately. I don't know if I will buy you a drink. If you ask me nicely, I will.
All right, last first bit. Pretty damn embarrassing. Went to Rome a few months ago. Ate so much gelato. a non-stop for basically 7 days straight. Long story short, I had a bad stomachache, went to the bathroom for a number two. Didn't happen. Damn this constipation. Stood up, pulled my shorts back up and flushed the loo. Needed to fart, pretty harmless. Farted. Shat all down my leg. All over the loo and all over the floor. My girlfriend heard me say, "Man, that's disgusting," and walked into the bathroom, saw the mess, saw my disgusted, sad face, laughed at me for about 30 seconds and helped me clean up after. She's a keeper.
I'm, the most confusing part about that to me is like, if you eat loads of gelato, how are you constipated?
Or a roller coaster. That. We were in Nando's yesterday. I was going for a piss. Like, I'm going to go for a piss with you. I'm like, whatever, man. We've done this. He's like trying to explain
it's
to
me. Because he wants to see your pubes.
He's like, I need a wee as well. I'm like, I don't care, mate. We've done this a million times. Just come and have a piss.
Yeah, but like, you got to put that disclaimer in there. If you're going to at the toilet with a dude,
we've spent so much time together.
Yeah, I know, but you got to make a bit of a crack. Oh, I'm not following you and told you, dick. You know.
So he comes and stands next to me, gets his little willy out. And it's like, I think I need a shit. So I'm like, go shit. It's like we're going out. It's been like being out with my fucking 2-year-old daughter. Like, go for a poo then. He tries to wee. He's like, nah, can't wee. He goes, if I wee, I'm gonna shit myself. So I'm like, go to the toilet's there. There's nobody else in the toilet with us. So he goes, nope, not gonna wee. So he stopped. He didn't wee. Pulled his pants up from around his knees. And he's like, just walks out. He's like, I can't poo here. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here?
I could have. I've been in some terrible places. But I know. I've seen the toilets on the second floor here. They're quite nice. They're normally like not often frequented. So
right.
I thought that's a bit of an upgrade. Nando's at the White Rose Centre.
If I fancy a treat, I'll go down a level.
yeah. You're the nicer down there. So I waited till I got back in, and it's a big deal.
I'm broken now.
I think this is probably the worst podcast.
10:30 and I'm done as well.
Yeah, we've done a couple of good ones like that, haven't we?
Yeah, this was
100 was good.
We were due a bad one.
We'll leave this on cutting room floor again.
I don't think it's been that bad, but like we can't, I don't care.
No, it's been good. It's been good.
Speaking the one bit of you said like come up, do some homework, come up with something to talk about. I didn't, but like I happened to see on Twitter that apparently I think it was like a constabulary in Wales somewhere had released information about people who were calling 999, and somebody had apparently called 999 in last year to say they'd eaten too much kebab and their stomach hurt. I was going to reshare it and put like weak, you know, like, but it was Sky News, so I'm not resharing anything of theirs. But that's the
why. What Sky News like? Educators
fucking scumbags, aren't they? Scumbags.
Are they like a right wing?
Just fucking scumbags.
All right.
But yeah, also like a bit right wing, which is not really my bag. Okay. But anyway, it's definitely not my bag. But yeah, they put up a tweet saying somebody had, and it had like a little transcript of the call, and it was like, "Hi, my stomach hurts." Operator's like, "Okay, so what's happened?" "Well, last night we have kebabs on Fridays, and I ate a bit more than normal, and this morning my stomach really hurts."
So they rang the police?
999 to get an ambulance. Shit. Sorry, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think it was the constabulary that had released it because maybe the police control 999 calls or whatever, but it's also the other services. I thought, like, what, man? Like, surely if you've lasted the night, you know, like I've been in some states after I've eaten a lot and like I've felt maybe a bit like I'm dying at nighttime, but if I get to the morning, then I know I'm going to be all right if I'm still in pain, you know, I'm not going to die.
I told you what my sister said. She works in a hospital. So one of them works in ICU, one of them works in A&E. And apparently when anybody comes in with something stuck up their ass, the go-to excuse is that they slipped whilst closing the curtains. So if there's like a fucking broom handle stuck up their ass or whatever.
We've definitely talked about this on the podcast before.
Yeah, but like that's like the go-to line that everyone seems to go for. Like,
wouldn't you just be honest? Like if I had something in my butt, I'd be like, look, I wouldn't, but like I'd say like, I put this thing in my ass, sorry. But anyway, yes, I just thought it was funny that somebody.
Can you put that in the intro to this podcast?
I don't know if the person that I hope they survived. I'm sure they did, but you don't want to eat too much kebab, mate. I think that's one of those things. It's just quite hard to digest. But don't call 999 if you're in pain. Just like suck it up, man.
Thanks for watching.
Oh, fuck it, that's bad when George is wrapping it up, isn't it? I had him got this.
This was your idea. We already did one this week.
I'm happy with this. It's been a fucking good one. We're going over to Patreon if you can. Yeah. Like, can you imagine how bad it's going
to
be now?
Definitely subscribe to that.
I thought it was off duty now. We're going Patreon.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot to get after in Patreon.
Strap yourself.
There's more effort going into Patreon than the main video, I think, today.
poor fuckers out there pay for it, that's why. Cheers, peace.
Bye.